The prophet Samuel ordered the people of Israel to go to Mizpah and said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought Israel up out of Egypt and delivered you from the power of the Egyptians. I saved you out of all your calamities and distresses, but you have now rejected your God and have said, 'No, set a king over us.' Now present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and clans." Saul, son of Kish, had already been chosen by God and anointed by Samuel as king over Israel, but this had been done in private. Now, at Mizpah, he was to be appointed as the chosen leader before all the people. So the tribes of Israel drew near to be presented before the Lord, and the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. Then the clans of Benjamin were brought forward, followed by the families of each clan, and finally the name of Saul, son of Kish, was chosen. But when they looked for him, he was not to be found. Samuel inquired of God, "Has the man come here yet?" "Yes," replied the Lord, "he has hidden himself among the baggage." They ran and brought him out, and as he stood among the people, he was a head taller than any of the others. Samuel said to the Israelites, "Here is the man the Lord has chosen. There is no one like him in all Israel." And the people shouted, "Long live the king!" Samuel explained to the people the responsibilities of the kingship. He wrote them down on a scroll and laid it before the Lord. Then he dismissed the people, and each one went to his own home. Saul went back to Gibeah, accompanied by some valiant men whose hearts God had touched. But there were some among the people who despised Saul, saying, "How can this fellow save us?" And they brought him no gifts. Saul knew about this, but said nothing. On the other side of the Jordan in Gilead, the Israelites were threatened by the Ammonites. Nahash, the Ammonite king, was a cruel man. He went up and besieged Jabesh in Gilead, so the inhabitants of the town were in great distress. They tried to make a treaty with the Ammonites, saying that they would be subject to them if their lives were spared. Nahash replied, "I will only make a treaty with you if I put out the right eye of every one of you, so as to bring dishonor on all Israel." The elders of Jabesh asked to be given 7 days, so they could send messengers throughout Israel to see if anyone would be willing to save them. "If no one comes, we will surrender to you," they said. The messengers went to Gibeah, where Saul lived, and when the people heard the terrible news, they wept aloud. Just then Saul was returning from the fields behind his oxen. He heard the noise and asked why the people were weeping. When he was told that the Ammonites were going to put out the right eye of all the inhabitants of Jabesh, he became very angry. Then the Spirit of God came upon him in power. He took a pair of oxen, cut them into several parts, and sent the pieces throughout Israel, proclaiming, "This is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not follow Saul and Samuel." The fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came as one man to follow their leader. Saul mustered 300,000 men of Israel and 30,000 men of Judah. He told the messengers from Jabesh to go back and say to the inhabitants, "By the time the sun is hot tomorrow, you will be delivered." The people of the town rejoiced when they heard the message and said to the Ammonites, "Tomorrow we will surrender to you." Saul crossed the Jordan with his army that night and marched on to Jabesh. He separated his men into 3 divisions, and in the early hours of the morning, the Israelite army broke into the camp of the Ammonites and slaughtered them until midday. Those who survived were scattered and fled. Samuel the prophet was with Saul. After this great victory, the people said to Samuel, "Bring out the men who did not want Saul to reign over us, and we will put them to death." But the king replied, "No one shall be put to death today, for this day the Lord has rescued Israel." Samuel told the people to go to Gilgal, and there they would reaffirm the kingship. So the Israelites went to Gilgal and confirmed Saul as king in the presence of the Lord. They offered sacrifices to God, and all the Israelites held a great celebration. Next episode, Saul's disobedience.